99.9 Radio USA Riverbank from Brad Paisley. It's 6:52. We're at 46 degrees. And more great music on the way. The band Perry coming up at right now. It's time to get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Evelyn, Virginia. A Washington State man tried to turn his taxi ride into a cash cab by pulling a stick up at a gas station when the cab driver pulled in to use the restroom. Carl Elliker walked over to the cash register and told the convenience store clerk he was sorry, but he had no choice but to rob the place. Elliker, who said he had a bomb, demanded all the 20s that were in the register, but he panicked when the employee told him there weren't any 20s since he had just done a cash drop. Well, Elliker quickly hopped back into the taxi, but the clerk was able to get the license plate number of the taxi and the cab. They pulled the vehicle over a short time later, at which point Elliker admitted that he didn't have a bomb at all. Several years earlier, he was busted for an explosive device, which he said he wanted to blow up a rock quarry just for fun. And you can lead a horse to beer, but you can't make him steal a six-pack. A drunk woman in Alabama is in the slammer after she rode a stolen horse to a store attempting to steal some beer. Police say Christine Saunders got drunk, stole a horse, and galloped over to a convenience store where she snatched up a six-pack of Keystone Light and then tried to ride away. While cops quickly caught up to her, apparently it's not hard to find a woman on a horse with cans of beer slung over the saddle, the horse was returned to its owner, and the owner actually chose not to press charges. However, Saunders is now facing charges of public intoxication, attempted burglary, and more. And that is your weird news this morning at 6:54.
The Ford Mustang is celebrating